Did your mother do anything for the war effort?
Oh, yes. Mum did a great deal for the war effort. She started the Strathdown Women's Guild. Yes, and she had wonderful helpers, and Mrs. Newbold was one of them, and just about any of the ladies that you could think of who could, and a lot of knitting. She used to be asked whether they were needing balaclavas, and sea boot stockings were a thing, and it was the thick oiled wool for the submariners and the people in the convoys. And things, and mittens, and scarves, they also did a lot of sewing, because part of Rigmore was convalescent for wounded soldiers recuperating, and they wore, they needed pyjamas and shirts and things, and also clothes for the orphanage. And so they did a tremendous amount of work and things. And I remember right at the beginning of the war, Mum was looking ahead a bit, and she splashed out and she invested in an electric sewing machine, because otherwise it was a treadle or a thing. But I don't know what mileage that machine did. But it was all the difference. And also she did to do with the Red Cross. She used to go around and visit all the elderly and the housebound to make sure that they got their ration books and that they were getting their proper allowance. Because old people got an extra ration of tea. Because sitting at home, ration of tea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was a nice something. And the farm working men, they got an extra ration of cheese for protein. Well, one of my jobs was in the right season of the year was picking rose hips for making rose hip syrup. For vitamin C for the children, and picking sagging moss. Yes, wool dressings. And we had, you remember old fashioned below mattresses, springs, they were sort of mesh wire things, and spreading the sphagnum over the things and putting them out to dry. And then it was packed away and it was sent off to wherever they, the next stage, picking the pine needles and things out of them. But really, that was another job. Summertime, we cut peat and then laid it out to dry and then stacked it and then took through all the different things, because there was a bog down below our house and the peat was the right consistency. Mum got lessons in how to cut, and she had the iron was called a tusk before digging. And then when they were dry and ready to come, my pony, apart from the driving trap, I had a cope cart, a mini farm cart, and a harness with a collar instead of the driving harness. Mm-hmm. And we used to bring all peats up with the pony and cart. And snacks them behind the garage. Well, the distillery, they cut a lot of peat up on peat moss up at the back of the distillery, because at that stage they used peat in the process.
So did you use your peat in a stove?
Yes, open fire.
You cooked on did you cook on a stove?
Or? Yes, we had a range.
Yes. And that was fired by peat or coal?
Anthracite. And every time we went for a walk, there was a wood behind the house. Every time we went for a walk, when we came back, we used to bring back armfuls of fallen sticks and things. But some of the... what else? Oh, yes, and then the other thing that Mum did was salvage. And where the Meg's garden houses are now, there were two garages. One was latterly district nurse's garage, and the other one was Meg's garage. And all the people would bring their salvage, rags and bones and tins and paper. And Mum used to have sort them out into different things. haven't they, for going to different places.
Yes.
And that, and in the holidays from school, I used to help her with them. And I used to get into hot water because at that stage I was quite interested in collecting stamps. Yeah. And the Henderson family at Morrill had relatives in the Falkland Islands, and they had beautiful stamps with penguins and birds and things. And my mum said, "You're here to help, and not stamp collecting." So I was riffling through to see what I could find. The Burns stank to high heaven. They weren't much fun, but they took them away, you see, for glue.
No glue.
And glue. I think some of the airplanes were probably stuck together with glue. Yes. And these, and then my mum used to now and again be allocated a goods wagon, and it sat in the sidings up at the station. Mm-hmm. And she went round all the farms and everything, anything that was sitting out in the field amongst the nettles and dockens. And bits and pieces.
Scrap metal.
Do you remember the leavings round the shore?
Yes, they went.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And people were supposed to be very patriotic, and some people gave saucepans and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it was such a shame because they were aluminium.
And wanted iron.
Yes. And the machinery from the Cardinal went, but sadly, I wish at that stage one had taken photographs of these sort of things. But you weren't allowed to. I think films were difficult to get, but you were supposed not to take photographs in case the spies or whatever.
Yes.